sorry, I'm just going to repeat that back. How long was the process from optioning the story until actual production time, and why?
And how difficult was it?
And how difficult was that process?
I'll resist the temptation to tell you exactly how long or describe the entire length of the journey of this book. I optioned the rights to their story before there ever was a book. And I did it because I had come across the story earlier, an article written by about Kevin Carter about his suicide. And I thought, I remembered him from when I was back there. It felt like a great story. I was making documentary films. I wanted to make a first feature. I met with the two surviving members of the Bang Bang Club, Greg and Zhao, and we sat and optioned the rights to their story to a very rough manuscript that would eventually become a book. And this was going to be a small film. I mean, it's still a small film. It's a $5 million budget. And that's part of, this book's carrying a heavy weight, because what happened soon after that is the book was published, and it was suddenly syndicated into newspapers around the world, and it suddenly became this phenomenon. And my little idea to make a little film suddenly had a whole lot of stakeholders, apart from me, who had vested interests in this being bigger. And with that kind of weight, it took longer to make. The film has been bigger, so it's going to be a sort of $2 million film, $3, $4, $5 million film. And that weight is carried. It has, a marquee cost. And when the film grows in that size, it means that there are enough, there are more moving parts in terms of the financial structure, its production values. And even now, I don't think it really feels like a $5 million sort of first in the film. It's not necessarily a perfect film, but it feels bigger than it was. And so it's carrying a heavy load. That transition, I was